On that dry, grassy plain, she looked up at the griffin, her mouth still dripping some of that cum, her breast splattered in it. She grinned and said, "Fuck me." And the griffin backed up, looking down at her, the girl he'd saved from being taken by a dragon, and the girl who seemed to have quite a thing for griffins. "Well, I will. But how about we get you fucked the griffin way? How does that sound?" Her eyes opened wide, her mouth splitting into a devilish grin. She stood up and hugged him. "Yes, yes, please. Fuck me. Fuck me like a griffin." He grinned, wrapping his talons around her body, having her lay down as huge wings spread out, each heavy flap sending wind and dust and grass flying away from the ground, working harder and harder. Her hands wrapped tight around his arms. She trusts him. Well, kinda have to trust a griffin to get anywhere near under him, much less to be wrapped up in his claws. Then, with a powerful push of his hind legs, he was in the air. Wings cutting through it, cupping the air, pushing it down. As the girl bounced up and down under him, he started to circle, finding an updraft, huge wings spreading out wide as he started to fly up higher and higher. The girl looking down, gasping, her hands gripping a bit tighter until her knuckles were white. But she didn't tell him to let her down. She wanted this, even if it was a bit scary. Even if it was something she'd never even dreamed would be possible for her in real life. The griffin looked down at her, grinning. As he flipped upside down, her body landing into that furred and feathered chest. "Wrap your legs around me. Wrap them tight and work your way down. We'll see if you can take it. See how good of a griffin you can be." She squirmed her naked, cum-smeared body down lower, lower, till she felt that hard, wet, dripping cock against her cunny. She wanted to help guide it, but both hands were wrapped tight into the feathers of his chest, and her legs clinging on for dear life. She could feel that cock twitching, hitting between her cheeks, against her thigh. The wind seemed to be the devil as it kept making it move out of the way. But finally, with a grunt, she manages to get the tip pressed against the right spot and pushes back as hard as she can before it can get away. She shudders, her body going stiff, her hands gripping tight while her legs tremble. Soon, those claws and talons were wrapped around her, helping to keep her up, helping to hold her, as suddenly he pulled into a climb, gravity helping as she started to slip and slide down that cock, pressing deeper and deeper into her, stretching her wider than she thought she could ever be stretched. It's a bit of pain, but she wanted that. Her face tight, mouth wide with a grin She moaned into his chest, moans lost in the sound of wind and wing beats. Her hands, her arms, her body clinging tight. As suddenly, he moved, flipping over, starting to level flight. Each beat of his wings matched with the thrust of that cock into her. In and out, up and down. His flight, his power, seeming to be transferred straight into her, straight through that cock and straight into her body. She felt the wind running through her long hair. Coolness up here, high in the sky, so different from down there at the ground. Coolness that she needed as her body heated up more and more. Her hips squirming, wiggling, begging for more, for harder. And she gasped as he swooped down, starting to dive, feeling gravity go away. She was falling, and yet he kept a hold on her, making sure she was safe. And then his wings stretched out, snapping, catching the air, and pulling straight up. She was jerked down hard onto that cock. Every inch of it that she could was thrust into her, bottoming out in her. Her groan wild, heavy, desperate. And the griffin, well, he was panting for more than just the flight. Panting for more than just carrying her. She could feel that pre, so much pre, all of it just sinking into her, running out of her, dripping down her legs. The wind whipping it away and drying it off as her own wetness struggled to keep up. Still, there was so much wetness, so much prey, that with every thrust, every beat of those wings, it was more than enough. She pressed her face into the fluff of his chest, moaning, trembling. She called out, "Please, come inside me." The griffin grinned. He started to fly as fast as he could, wings beating hard, ripping through the wind. The wind whistling so loudly in her ears. Her pants now lost under the sound of it. Even the sound of the griffin's own pants. It was only the wind and the feel of that cock pounding in and out of her. That huge, thick cock. Far bigger than any man's. He felt him start to tense. Start to shudder. She felt him start to tense, start to shudder in that first hot shot of cum. It triggered her own orgasm. She was lost in it, her legs trembling, her arms going weak. Yet he held on, keeping her safe as he pumped shot after shot of that hot, thick cum into her cunny, into her womb. Taking her as his. She laid there, exhausted, trembling, yet still he kept flying, that cock rocking in and out. And then she felt the knot start to swell, start to thicken, thicken more than she thought she could take, locking her to him. Locking her to that nice, fat cock. Locking her to that powerful griffin. She shuddered and came again. And so did he. Another heavy shot of cum spraying inside her. His flying taking her somewhere, but she didn't care where. She just needed more of this forever. Maybe she would just get that wish.